speak for a minute as a representative of Polo. We wanted to express our appreciation to Paul Avis Israel Tzemach Tzedek for hosting us for the Night Seder throughout the year. We especially wanted to be makar tov to Rabbi Heber and appreciate the work of the president, Rabbi Chaim Cohen, for all the work that they do to facilitate the learning here. I think it's very appropriate this time of year that the Gemara says in Yuma that Chanukah was lonitun nikasev. It's not like Purim, which is chelik of Torah shebichsav. Chanukah is lonitun nikasev. It's Torah shebal peh. The poskim say by Kriyas Torah when we break the bracha of Chayi Olam Natav Pesachenu is Torah shebal peh. Torah shebal peh is chiyus. I think the chiyus of the kolel is something that's a tremendous. It's a mutual relationship that the kolel gives to the community, and the community gives back to the kolel. I think it's a beautiful thing. So at this point, we just wanted to be makar tov to the entire kehila, to the rav, and the president for their efforts in facilitating the limud.
I wanted to go through a little bit of an inyan over here. I don't know if all the nekudas will be able to address, but to get a shtickle of a main nekuda in the inyanim of halal. The Rambam has... He says, the Rama puts down a kasha here. And the Rama goes through his kolom of the vade midivreim, mivarachol of sofik, not except for yontif. It's very interesting. The Rambam, I mean, one halacha before spoke about Neres Chanukah. He will speak about Neres Chanukah. And the Rambam doesn't ask the kasha. On Halal is where he has the kasha. They're also medayik. The Rambam says that he's, that kederach shemivarech ala megillah v'ala eruv. I mean, you're holding a Chanukah. Why do you have to go back to Megillah and Eruv for all? Come and learn from there. If you look a little bit in the Rambam's, where he speaks about the very Seferim and so on, so the Rambam, it starts off like this. In Hilchis, the best of what I could find, the Rambam speaks about making bracha on the Rabbanans. He starts off, the first bracha is Netilas Yadayim in Seder Ayoyim, and there he doesn't talk about it bechlal. He just says he makes Netilas Yadayim. Then the Rambam goes on in the Tilas Yadayim of Hamoitzi. And over there the Rambam says, this is in Brachas, he says, Mevorach tchila shakicharim svoisev itzvona Tilas Yadayim, shezu mitzvahs chachomim shinstavinim min ha-teira lishmoyim em shenem opi ha-teira shirucha. So the Rambam is explaining already the inyan of how can you make a brocha shakicharim mitzvoisev. So he's masvirit. My hagosh is that the Rambam, in the first time when he speaks of Tilas Yadayim, when he speaks about Seder Ayoyim, it could be, even though technically it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, it could be that it's subsumed under Berachas HaShevach. The Rambam brings it together with all the other brachas that you make in the morning. It's a certain Seder HaBoker. So since there's a Tilas Yadayim, it could be because when you wash Panav, you make Nosel Yev Koyach. So it could very well be that it's part of that Seder HaDvarim. I'm Mishayim. Then the Rambam has his main place. He's in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Yud Aleph. He says, "V'chein kol ha-mitzvah she-medivrei seifrim." Over there, he speaks about Perek HaMitzvah, and he says it's noyeg in all types of mitzvahs, both those that are choiv and those that are ki'ilu rishus. He says it's noyeg in all divrei seifrim. He says it's noyeg on Megillah, Lachos Nevar Shabbos, Lachos Nevar Chanukah. And he says, "Ve'echon tzivonu b'toyra, shekosu b'ashayom l'chotase, nimtza inyan advarim v'atzon kachu." So the Rambam is masbe over there. What the Gemara says in Ner Chanukah, that it's ashegicham tzvoisav shetziva ben neshmoya me'elu shetzivonu l'adiknei shal Chanukah l'kasa megillah. So here the Rambam is his big makom where he's mesada dinyan of brachas of brachas on the rabbanans, and he's masbil like the Gemara's kasha and the Gemara's teretz of this pasuk, that pasuk, malkaponim, that's his form. The Rambam then goes on, there are three, four other places. In Erev Tchumen, Erev Chatzeres, in Lulav, there's interesting Kneich, and in Megillah, the Rambam does not have a problem. The Rambam is mistamech. Hilchos Brachos is Zakdama. This is where he said the Indian of Brachos. And in Zmanim, he goes through it without any issue about making the Brachos on it. He says the Brachos, and that's it. Megillah has no problem. Chanukah has no problem. He comes to Hallel. That's where is the Sayer in the Shaila. How can you make it? It's the very Sefer. Also, Derech Agav, just a diuk, in Hilchis Lulav, the Rambam says, V'chol yoyim v'im v'aruch olav ha-shek, it says it's one of those Lulav, mipnei shi mitzvah midivrei sefer. Over there he says it's a reason. The teretz over there is a local teretz. It's lafuki that it's not a minhag, as opposed to like a ravis, which is a minhag, and a minhag you don't make a bracha. That's why the Rambam says mipnei. It sounds interesting because the being a mitzvah midivrei sefer is a reason not to. But the Rambam is mamshik with... You know, he already said you do make it, and then he says b'meila, this is a mitzvah divrei sefer as opposed to being a minhag. But actually, yeah, he has no problem until it comes to us. But the teretz that he gives by us is different than the teretz that he gives in the other places. He doesn't mention da shekichana v'tzvoisav v'tzivanu is lishmoya lemishav yitzav aleinu. Doesn't have that. That he says in two other places. He says in Tosi Daimal Pass, where the first time he actually mentions it, and when he's being Masada to say the Brachis, in Brachis he says that's the Tzura of the Brachis. That's how he answers it. Over here, he doesn't not Nochis that territory, he just says, stamp a cloud that you make on a Vada Devrayim, on a Sopti Devrayim, and so on and so forth. So, what's the Pshat? Why is Ram Nisar to the Shaila here? And the Rambam is not Nisar to Shaila anywhere else, even the same Perek, even the same Halacha. And the Teretz is a different Teretz. It's also interesting that the Rambam, I don't have it in this edition, they have the Halachas earlier, but the Rambam says in Hilchis Chanukah Megillah, there's two mitzvahs, essay, Medivrei Sefer. That's all there is. There's three. The Rambam here says Hallel. So I mean, why is that included? It's some interesting agav. If you'll take a look in the Rambam's minyan mitzvahs, the very seifrim is different. What he actually brings in halachas, I think, is only three, if I'm mistaken, and the other ones he doesn't bring. But al kaponim, the Rambam here doesn't bring halal as a mitzvah. So I'd like to say a little a yesoid in Halal itself, and then we'll try to understand why the Rambam was mismaket Dafgan Halal and so on. First of all, that you make a bracha on Divrei Seferim, on Mitzvah Divrei Seferim, it's certainly not every one of them. Just like you don't make on every Daraisa. There's a lot of reasons, a lot of Rishayim go through different ones, but the boilet is Charesis. The Rambam says Charesis is a mitzvah medivrei seferim. The Rambam does not, and there's no bracha on it. And the reason is pashut because it's ancillary. It's Rishayim say the Radva speaks about it. Says it's because it's a tzayir for something else. It doesn't have its own mitzias and so on. Mara did have its own mitzias bisman abayis and whatever. But if you take a look, it's very interesting. The Rambam does not bring Hallel in the Seder at Tfilah. B'chlal. The Rambam brings the Seder at Tfilah every part of Davening. The Rambam brings Kriyas HaTorah in Seder at Tfilah. Does not bring Hallel in Seder at Tfilah. B'chlal. V'lo davar. So if you take a look, the Gemara in Erechin is the marker, one of the two Mekoris for Hallel. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that they were, they used to be Makkah B'cholol, on different days, there were 12 days in the Zman HaBayis that they were B'shtei Masa Yoyim B'shana Cholol Makkah L'fnei HaMizbeach. They had a special Tosefes Shira of a Cholol that was Makkah on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Ma'ishna Hani, Hoyol V'yochet Goyim Mesa Halal. Dom Rabbi Yechonam Shem Rav Shimon Yitzodok Shmoina Se Yomim Shayochet Goyim Asa Halol. There are 18 days that a Yochet Goyim Asa Halol. There's the first days of Yom, the first day of Pesach, the first day of Shavuos, Sukkot all days and Chanukah all days and Shavuos. That's the days that you're going with 18 days. And b'meila, it's keneged that the chol was makir. So the Gemara's lashon is mashma that the days goymes ahalo is a din in kedushas hayoyim rather than seder tefillah. Just like the karbonis, the cholil was a special shear for those days. Midine amoyed, the halacha is that you just like just to dogmas like to kiddush, there's a halal that's mitzad the moyed to do it on that day. The Gemara says that it's tolui in Hashem moyed. And that's why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur should say Halal. Everybody quotes the Gemara that the Gemara here in Erchin that it says that it's a day of Yitzifre Chalimesim Ptuchim for Nechazon. Nobody asks himself why should you say Halal. In other words, Mechateser should say Halal. People associate Halal with a Nes, which is clear in the Gemara, not like that. I mean, the Gemara says it's one possibility. So Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos is mikoyach the shemoyed, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, you need to have a kedushas achag that is also b'mlocha. So what's koyvea the chiyuv for halal be'etzim is kedushas hayoyim. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not less kedushas hayoyim, but there's a different factor that overrides it, since the signet of halal is a signet of shir and simcha, b'zman that's simply can't say it. But it's mitzad, simchas yontif, kedushas hayoyim, whatever you want to call it. Chanukah, the Gemara says, is machmas the nes, and we'll see maybe later a hezba how it fits in. But akaponim mitzad, it's not seder at tefillah. A remes, a smach to that, is the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, where do you put kia sheif in halal? Do you put it in shachris or do you put it in musaf? Because be'etzim both are michutz l'tfilah. Kia sheif is also kia sheif is mitzad the yoyim, and b'meila the question is if it's not seder tfilah, so where do you put it? So the Gemara says where it belongs. Halal is not migidrei the seder tfilah of the yoyim. It's migidrei the kedushas hayoyim, just like kiddush, and b'meila just like kiddush at night. It's a chiyuv machas the yoyim. It's not part of seder tefillah. It's its own halacha. You know, some people think the kiddush in the day is part of the tefillah. Maybe the ikur the tefillah, the tefillah works around the kiddush. But surprisingly enough, it's not like that. It has its own gedarim. So mitzad the kedushas hayoyim. That's what the chiyuv. B'meila, you do need to put it because you need to say it b'tzibur. You need to put it in into a certain place. So that's why the Mishnah says, but you see the Mishnah, the two inyanim that the Mishnah was Mesarek Kriyas HaTorah, there's no issue about it, because Kriyas HaTorah was part of the Seder. That's why the Rambam brings it. So the Rambam brings Kriyas HaTorah in Sidrei Tefillah, and that's where he outlines the Tefillah. And Halel is not Bechlal mentioned in Sidrei Tefillah. The Rambam Kash over here, I think, is different than it is in the beginning of Hilchis Brachis, not beginning Yud Aleph over there, where he speaks about why do you make a bracha on the Rabbanans. His kasha was on the Teufis of the bracha, Ashekichonis voice of Itzivanu, and that's the Gemara's kasha in Rosh Hashanah. And b'meila, the answer is, like the Rambam says, Vatzos hadvorim kachi, asher gitcham mitzvois v'tzivon l'shmei l'chachamim, shetzivoi sonu, to make that bracha. That's one shaila. The Rambam over here by us, I think, has a different shaila. Once you're telling me that halal is not like, it's not part of tefillah, it's his own mitzvah, but its mitzvah is migidrei kedushas hayoyim. It's part of the bigger branch of it. Lemashal, the Haredim brings, I think Ramban says it in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that he calls Hallel an anaf of Simchas Yontif. Now, it's just like L'mashal Purim, there's all sorts of inyonim that are part of the Yoim, and there's no takanas bracha, even though each one is a chiyuv, because those are seen as being part of the Seder Yoim. This is the in the klal of a yoim of simcha and mishta is matanos yisrael eyu, and it's matanos of yoinim, and it's suda, and all of those are anafim of that. And on that, if it's a rabbanon, it's certainly not a bracha. Just like the mashal of charesis. Charesis m'divrei seifrim, but since it's not really its own mitzvah, it's an anaf of some other, v'achilas mora, v'achilas matzah, kondramam, so doesn't that nikvah's own bracha? The raisa maybe would be different, but rabbanon for sure now. The Rambam's havamina, and if you take a look in the Rambam clearly, the Rambam's havamina is that all that halal is on yontif is a deraisa. The Rambam says so mefurish. The Rambam says the next halach he says v'loy halal shel chanukah bilvad u'shemidivrei seifrim. So the Rambam's kasha was even on the tzad that halal is normally a deraisa. So it's a deraisa on yudches yomim. So meikra din it's on the yud beis yomim, like the Mishnah on the yud beis yomim, where the kedushas hayom is a deraisa kedush hayom. So on that is nilvei love is it halal. But on Chanukah, since the whole Kedushas HaYoyim, since the whole Tekev of the Yoyim is only the Rabbanon, so the Halal's Medivrei Seifrim, it's not that it's a mitzvah Medivrei Seifrim, it's an appendage Medivrei Seifrim. It's the reason why we say today is since Medivrei Seifrim, it's a Yoyim of Chanukah, so B'meil will say Halal also. But as opposed to Ner Chanukah, is the Chazal will kriveya the mitzvah mitzaratzma. And b'meila, once they convey to atzma, it's not a kasha. The Rambam is not worried about the nusach here. The Rambam is coming along. It's the sharpest the rabbanan that he found, and I'll see in a second what I mean by that. It's the most tafeldikah, so to speak, to something else mitzvah rabbanan that there's still a brach on it. So his kasha was halal medivrei seifrim. He wasn't worried about divrei seifrim. He answered that shayla already at the beginning, and he had five halachas in the middle, and it didn't bother him. He asked, even though halal's medivrei seifrim, in other words, halal itself is only ancillary to something else. It's part of the dinei hayoyim. It's part of the mea Chanukah, and it's only a seifrim. Why would you make a bracha? So that he says he stoles it suit to other things of kedushas hayoyim, and he says l'mashal. Yontif, I mean, Kiddush on Yontif is a sushtel. He says, on a vaday the Rabbanans you do make, even though it's only the Rabbanan. You'll ask me from Kiddush on Yontif Sheni, that's a special takana. But you see that was the Nekudah he was handling. Where does he bring a raya from? So if that's the Shaila, so Arvach Arvach Tzarech, I mean, we're explaining that he waited till the last place where he has a mitzvah Rabbanan like this. And he asked the kasha because halal's misunef, so what's it? So I was thinking, I don't have a mocker for this. I mean, I don't have a clear mocker where I could see it, but I think it's the Rambam has two places where he found a raya. He found one raya from Purim and one raya from Erevin. So they ask why didn't make a raya from Chanukah? And that I think I'd like to say a different yeshuv. Because it could be that the Rambam, you could answer that on Chanukah the bracha is there on Neiras Chanukah to be koveya, to give it a Shem Neirishal mitzvah, just like we say on Neiras Halola, and it's also lishtamesh because it's hard to be mafkin between a Neir of mitzvah to a Neir of stam. What gives it the kviyas? So could be somebody could come along and answer that. That wasn't the main point. But the main point that I'm driving at, I'd like to say as follows. If you take a look in the Megillah on Purim, it says the kviyas in the Megillah is that Yudalit and Tesvav would become Yomim of Misha, this and this. Then it says, Vayomim Ha'elu Niskorim V'Nasim, So Rashi says Niskarim through reading the Megillah. So the Seder of the Tzuret of Purim, the way it seems to be set up in the Megillah is the Ikatakana was a Yomim of a Yomei Purim, and the Megillah, just like the Gemara says Kriyasa Zur Leilo, it's there to describe the day, to give the Tekef of the day, just like Hallel gives a Tekef of Yom of Nisim. Purim gives, the Megillah is Mazbe the day. That's Vayom Meilu, these days that we Kaveya, they may Purim, Niskarim Vinasim. Niskarim, we demand them through the Megillah. The Megillah, that's what the Gemara means, that this is, that Kriyos is Zer Leilu. So Meil Ramam says, so you see one place, a different Seferim, which is, it's there to serve the Yoim. And Ervin is also the Pshat, it's not a chiyuv mitzaratzim, it's a chiyuv mitzad something else. So those are two in yonim. I can't, on this nekud, I can't say that I, you know, that this is meforish the Rambam, but al kaponim mitzad the etzim inyan of Hallel, I think that is taka the nekuda that the Rambam is saying. There were two in yonim the Rambam. The first inyan is the Gemara's shaila being mevarach on rabbanans is a shaila on the nusach, and that the Rambam addressed in the very beginning of brachas. That's where he should address it, and that's where he says that the nusach means what it means. And he had no other place. And it goes kesidron. The Rambam, the first place he has a shaila is by the Tosya Dayim, so he mentions it der hagav. Then when he's kaveh and brachas, he says it. The other times he mentions it, he has no place, no need to ask it. There's no mokum to ask it. Here in Hallel of Chanukah, where Hallel is a sniff to something else, and the Guf HaYontif is a Drabonon, over there he's asking Mechateis. Kash is not how do you make a bracha Divrei Seferim, but Divrei Seferim of Hallel, where would you make it? And on that, and that's what he says. That's it. It's a takana that even on all Divrei Seferim you make it. His raya is from Megillah and Erev. We tried to say that Megillah and Erev would be different. Chanukah taket, that's the Gufa takana. Is Chanukah is near? So it's not a kash. There's no kash over here. Why would he make a bracha? Because it's the main mitzvah of Divrei Seferim. It's a Divrei Seferim that has a kviz l'kashta atzma. His kasha was dafkan halal, and that's why the Rambam doesn't list Hallel as the mitzvah of Divrei Seferim that's in these prakim, either because the Rambam is mafchin between mitzvahs that are gufa inyan, or else there's hundreds of mitzvahs the Rabbanan all over. Charoses he doesn't mention over there, and even though he says that it's a mitzvah of Divrei Seferim, it's he only mentions things that are the etzim. These are the kviyas, or it could be that the Hallel is b'chol mufka. It's not a din in Chanukah. It's the Rambam chose it over here because the kviyas yoyim was chatchila for Hallel, so b'meila that's where he discussed halacha. But halacha betzim is a klolistic halacha in any day that has a shem kedushas moed, and that's why he brings it over here.